Three from Leith, number 103.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
If you're all sitting comfortably, then out again.
Girl, why not take out the trash? And once you get them out, tell them not to come back again. Girl, put that cat in the bin. After what he said, after everything he did.
Three from Leith, number 103. Back after having a week off because I was on holiday. I'm recording this on Friday, the last day of my holiday, and I'm a bit miserable about it. I think I could do with another week, really. What have I done in 2 weeks? Well, I had the new boiler put in. I've done lots of little jobs around the house that have been crying out to be done for years. They've all been done. I've been doing lots of tidying and throwing out and getting rid of Yasna's old clothes and taking them to charity shops. All sorts of things like that. I've been to the cinema to see The Simpsons movie. First time I've ever been to the cinema all on my own. And fortunately, because it was a kids' film and a cartoon, there were lots of single men there, so I didn't feel like some kind of seedy bloke sitting at the back with an anorak on. Apart from that, I had a lovely day out on Wednesday with Marilyn Madsen, one of the three From Leith listeners who comes from LA. Marilyn is also my collaborator on the Reveal Yourself feature in Podcast User magazine, and Marilyn also does lots of podcast reviews for Review Roulette. Marilyn brought the sun with her from LA, which was great because when we looked at the weather forecast on Monday for Wednesday, it was apparently heavy rain all day. But come Wednesday, the sun came out, the sun shone, it was warm, and we had a lovely time. We spent the best part of the afternoon after we'd had lunch sitting outside at the waterfront bar in Leith, out on the floating pontoon at the back, just chatting away, having a drink, and getting other people to take our photos. We had a fantastic time. Anyway, enough of me. Thanks for tuning in, thanks for downloading this show. The very first track that you heard this week was by a band who I first remember back in the 80s, I think it was, and the band are They Might Be Giants. You might remember them from songs such as Birdhouse in Your Soul and Istanbul, Not Constantinople. I remember a best friend of mine, my best man at my wedding, Adrian, he used to have their album when it first came out with these songs on the tape in his car. So I'll dedicate that one to Adrian. He probably doesn't listen to the show, but I'll dedicate that one to him anyway. So what can I tell you about They Might Be Giants, apart from the fact that they're now releasing their music on their own albums, hence why that track was Podsafe. They've put that up for podcasters to play, and that one was called Take Out the Trash. It's from their new album, The Elves, which was released on July the 10th in 2007, and it's full of musical surprises, lyrical twists and sonic turns. It's described as being a full return to form for the band who started their illustrious career 25 years ago. Blimey. Is it really that long ago since I first heard them? So, I hope you enjoyed that. That was a little tribute to the number of times I've taken things out to the rubbish. Out to the recycling bins in the last week, or actually the last 2 weeks I should say. And the number of hours spent putting old bills and old bank statements through the shredder. Lots and lots of trash, which I've had to take out. And so, moving along to a song that definitely isn't trash, but this is another song that was submitted to me quite a while ago, and I almost forgot all about it until the band reminded me about it, and this is Urban City, and the song is called Bashu Magoo.
My knees, yeah. So if you want it,
visit the website at threefromleith.com or email threefromleith@gmail.com.
Well, this is one of many letters I've had this week to ask about podcasting, but it's also the most interesting, which is why it's made it on air. Now, for anyone out there who is thinking about taking up podcasting, or even encouraging their children to, like Reese, I must suggest don't. Don't attempt it, don't even think about it. It may very well cost you your life. Podcasting is perhaps the most dangerous extreme sport around, worse than base jumping, that's base with two S's, and white water moshing. It really should be avoided at all costs. The only reason Russell Brand can get away with podcasting is that he is mainly an android and therefore indestructible. The only organic parts of him are his left eye and his penis. And that is podcasting.
Before that very weird thing about podcasting, which I'll explain in a second, you heard Bashu Magoo by Urban Circus. I think I said Urban City when I introduced that. That was incorrect. It's Urban Circus. My apologies. They are a band from Warrington in England, and they are Richard Washington, James Cannon, Matt Whitaker, Neil Smith, and Chris Appleton. And they sent me that track a while ago, as I said. And it was one of these ones that got lost at the bottom of the pile, and I almost forgot about it, so my huge apologies for that. My well-known memory and my well-known memory lapses are what prevented me from playing that earlier. The band were BBC Liverpool's Unsigned Band of the Month back in February 2007, and they are playing in and around their local area. And I think their next show is on August the 24th in the Dry Bar in Manchester. I don't know whether Dry Bar means they're not selling any alcohol. I would hope not, because it'd be a strange bar which doesn't serve any beer. And I can't imagine many bands all rolling up to play in an alcohol-free zone. Maybe it's run by the Salvation Army, who knows, eh? Anyway, if you are in the area, then pop along and catch them there. They start at 8 p.m. Details of that show are on their MySpace page. And a big thanks to Richard Washington for sending me that track and another one, which hopefully I'll play in a future Three from Leith. And my apologies once more for almost forgetting to play them. So what was that really weird thing that you heard about podcasting? Well, that was from a Radio 2 show called The Day the Music Died, which is a weekly show. It's on a Saturday afternoon. It's a comedy, as you will guess by that clip. And that is from a segment they do called The Organist Explains, where an organist who has his own programme on Radio 2 explains new terminology, but in a very bizarre way. I think that one was from about 2 weeks ago, and I heard that one and I thought, well, I'll have to put that in the podcast when it comes back on, even though it's got a bit of a rude word in it, but it's not really that rude because it is the correct anatomical term for that part of the body. Although I don't think you'd ever catch Russell Brand calling it that. I think, from what I've seen of him, he calls it his little winkle, and it's all he ever talks about. So I do hope you enjoyed that little interlude. Just don't tell anybody from BBC, or if you do, say I discovered you from a marvellous podcast called Three from Leith, so please don't sue him, okay? Anyway, it's all very quiet round here because in Scotland, or at least in parts of Edinburgh, the school kids have gone back to school. I don't think it's every school that's gone back this week, but certainly some of them have, and Yasna went back to school on Wednesday. She's getting settled back into the school routine again, which means I'll be taking her to school on Monday. I think she's in for a shock this year because she has two male teachers, and for her school career so far, she has had the same two female teachers for the first 2 years. But now she's going to be under the yoke of the men. They will put her in her place if she's cheeky. I'm sure they won't put up with any cheek from her. Not that she's cheeky, she'll take after her father, she'll be very, very well behaved. But she's still at that age where going back to school was quite an exciting thing. Whereas for me, I'm at that age where going back to work on Monday is something that I'm dreading. It's bad, isn't it? I think I could really settle into a life of not working. I could settle into a life of retirement right now, if only I had some way of funding my retirement and not having to work. It's amazing how you become used to getting up when you wake up, rather than getting up when the alarm clock goes off. I think my whole body clock shifted forward because I've been getting up at 10 o'clock. 10, half past 10 when I wake up and the sun's shining in. But unfortunately, everything else has shifted forward, so I'm not feeling tired. I'm not going to bed until about 1, half past 1 in the morning. And that is going to be a killer come Monday morning when I have to get up for work and have to get yesterday to school. So by Tuesday, by the time I cycle into work on Tuesday morning, I think I'll be ready for another holiday. I'll be falling asleep at my desk, no doubt. I better be drinking lots and lots of tea and lots of coffee, and taking Pro Plus pills and drinking Red Bull. Because goodness only knows how I'm going to cope with that. Yep, the life of not working would be the ideal life for me. So if anyone knows of any jobs in the media, as in radio or podcasting, that I can get into that pay, do let me know. On the other hand, if you are a reclusive billionaire and you'd be happy to send me a few £1,000s every month just to keep me in the flat and paying the bills and paying the mortgage, then I would quite happily podcast for the rest of my days and even produce more than one podcast a week just to keep you happy, Mr. or Mrs. or Miss Elusive Billionaire. So if you're willing to send me the money, then the email address is 3fromleith@gmail.com. Otherwise, why not just send me a comment? Tell me what you've been up to. Tell me what you think of the show. Any bands that you've discovered that I haven't played yet that you think I like. Anything at all. Otherwise, it's time for me to be moving along. And I'm going to play it this week. Two tracks by a band called Pipe Choir, who are from Boston and Massachusetts. I don't know an awful lot about Pipe Choir, because they only seem to have a MySpace page, which is myspace.com/pipechoir, all one word. And they don't tell you anything about themselves, or himself, or herself, or whoever they are. All it is a cracking little graphic which looks like it's one of these 1930s Art Deco impressions of what a future astronaut would look like, a future space traveller, or someone from the future. And a link to the Amy Street website where you can buy or listen to their tracks or sample them. There is a video message from The Singularity for information about Pipe Choir on their website. I had a watch at that. It's very strange. It's a vocoder synth voice telling you something about the band and its music, although unfortunately I couldn't really make out what was being said. But they are there. If you fancy getting a hold of their music after you hear this and you enjoy it, then that is where to go. So until next week, I am going to play you out with the two tracks, and you're going to hear Don't Cry, followed by Saviour. So enjoy, and until next week, thanks for listening, thanks for staying subscribed, thanks for downloading. And if you've enjoyed what you heard and you think your friends will, why not pass on the link to 3 from Leith to as many people as you think would enjoy what I do. Until next week, cheerio. Come
see you next week. There's your kissy.
Powered by Libsyn.